So, just first of all, explain your reasoning for wanting to buy Sheffield Wednesday.
Sheffield Wednesday is a club with a rich tradition going back almost 150 years, and it has a very large, loyal, passionate fan base that made it easy for me to pick Sheffield Wednesday.
Prior to Milan Mandrić making contact with you, had you been looking to invest and get into football?
Previously, there was no interest at all in buying an English football team until speaking with Milan and learning more about the team and then actually coming to see the grounds and the team live. That's what made me want to buy it.
We're told your son is a big football fan. Has that played its part in you ultimately helping to push the deal through?
Yes, my son was one of the big factors in making this decision. When it was during the period when we were deciding whether or not to buy the club, I may mention to him before, yeah, I might not buy it, but he was very insistent that I do.
Are you a football fan?
I do watch it, but I'm not a rabid fan.
How much has Sheffield Wednesday cost you? How much has it cost to buy this football club?
I purchased Sheffield Wednesday for £37.5 million.
Can you give us an indication as to how much investment you believe it will take to get this club to the Premier League?
I can't say at this point that there is a specific number, but we will do whatever is appropriate to invest in making the team strong enough to get to the Premier League.
Could it be a situation over the summer regarding players where there are wholesale changes to this team?
As far as I see, the team is quite strong overall. But I will need to consult with the manager, Stuart Gray, and see where we can strengthen.
Often when ownership changes hands, the new owner brings with him a big-name manager. Will you be doing that? Will there be a change of manager?
At this point, there's no thought of that. I'm giving him, Stuart Gray, 100% of my back.
Will you be a very hands-on chairman? How much involvement will you have on a day-to-day basis?
I will be having two representatives from Thailand here at the club on a day-to-day basis, and they will be reporting to me daily about everything that's going on in the club so that I can know everything that's happening.
There's clearly been a lot of talk about the manager and the team, but just to change tack, what plans do you have for redevelopment at Hillsborough and investment in the pitch?
At this point, we are engaged in discussions with the Sheffield Wednesday staff about many factors, but definitely one of the things that needs to be improved immediately is the pitch.
So you would hope that that happens this summer, then?
Yes, I believe that we will be making improvements to the pitch this summer.
Does the same apply then to the training ground too, which is something else that a lot of fans believes needs work doing to it?
Like I said, we are in consultation with the staff about the needs for improvements of all the infrastructure of the club, including the training grounds, and we will have to see what are the priorities that need to be addressed immediately. And for sure, we want to make sure that everything is set up for future success.
Just finally, have you put a time scale on as to when you want Sheffield Wednesday in the Premier League?
We're doing everything we can to strengthen the team in order to set up future success and entry back into the Premier League. Right now, what we would love to do is get the team back in the Premier League in time for its 150th anniversary, which is in 2017.
And is this a long-term project for you? Milan Mandrić came in. He said when he was unveiled as chairman that he would help Sheffield Wednesday get back on its feet and then sell the club on. Are you going to be here for the long term? Is it a long-term project?
No matter what, if I do leave, I'm going to make sure that the team is in much better condition than when I found it.